We're going to begin by talking about Medicaid expansion. The fiscal year began on Monday, but Republican lawmakers and Governor Roy Cooper still negotiating over the state's budget, and Medicaid expansion is one of the biggest issues that's still on the table. Governor Cooper has made that his number one issue this year. Republicans have been strongly opposed to it. Governor Cooper says he's committed to Medicaid expansion, not only because it will improve health outcomes for North Carolinians and get more residents insured, but also, he says, because it'll have a strong positive effect on the state's economy. Now, a new report out of George Washington University suggests that Cooper is right. The report is called The Economic and Employment Benefits of Expanding Medicaid in North Carolina. It's written in conjunction with the Cone Health Foundation and the Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust. And we're joined now on the phone by the report's lead author, Dr. Leighton Coos, the director of the Center for Health Policy Research and a health policy and management professor at George Washington University. Dr. Koo, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my honor. Thanks.
So before we even talk about the report, just get us up to speed for people who aren't yet policy-wise. What's the difference between expanding versus not expanding Medicaid? What are we talking about here?
Sure. So under the Affordable Care Act, states have the option to expand Medicaid. Medicaid is the health insurance program for low-income Americans. Right now, basically 37 states, including the District of Columbia, have expanded Medicaid. The rest, which includes 14 states in which North Carolina is one, have not expanded Medicaid. Expanding Medicaid basically means trying to bring the eligibility line up to around $29,000 for a family of three. Right now in North Carolina, it's well below that level. So basically speaking, this is expected to bring hundreds of thousands more people into Medicaid eligibility so they can get health insurance to take care of their health needs. And that's the basic gist of what the Medicaid expansion is trying to do. There have been a number of studies that have basically shown how this helps improve insurance coverage, improves access to care, has a variety of things that improve health, means that people can get checkups for cancer, helps address serious problems like the opioid crisis. So it's something that has strong health benefits. But again, there are a certain number of states that have said, gee, we're not so sure this is for us.
Speaking with Dr. Leighton Coos, the lead author of the report that finds, among other things, that if Medicaid is expanded, about 634,000 more people in North Carolina will be insured by the year 2022, so a few years from now. And we've already talked about the potential impact of that in terms of health outcomes. But this report focuses, and should mention that this report is a follow-up on an earlier report from 2014 that had similar findings. And this report focuses on economic impacts, including, among other things, job growth. So what is it about Medicaid expansion that might lead to economic gains?
So the real key is that if North Carolina decides to expand Medicaid, the federal government says it will pony up 90% of the cost of that. The net effect of this is that we estimate that this would bring $12 billion, that's with a B, additional federal dollars into the state of North Carolina starting later this year and through 2022. What this means is that, first of all, and I'll mention, Medicaid does not, you know, sort of pay participants directly. What it does is provide health services for them so they can go to the doctor, get medical care when they need it, get their medications. But so that $12 billion in new federal funding that wouldn't flow in otherwise, first of all, goes to hospitals, doctors' offices, pharmacists, and so on and so forth. Now, the reason why this stimulates economic growth is because this is going to add to employment in the health sector. But in addition to this, when hospitals, doctors' offices, pharmacists draw their salaries, their wages, just like everybody else, they are now consumers, and they go out and they buy groceries, they pay their rent, they go to movies, they do all the things, buying clothes, buying furniture, the sorts of things that all of us do. Because of that, it would create, roughly speaking, in total, 37,000 new jobs in North Carolina, by 2022. About half of them will be in the healthcare field, but about the other half will be all across the economy in North Carolina. So it'll be in construction, it'll be in retail sales, it'll be professional jobs. And it's because of that flow through of the new federal funding that's coming in that basically will help people bring in income. The other thing I'll mention is that it'll also help the states and the counties economically, because as people have more income, they will have more money that can that'll boost their wages, boost how much they can buy, and that means that the state and the counties will have additional revenue. I'm not talking about any change in the tax rates for states. I'm saying basically because North Carolinians will have more money in their pocket, the government and the tax draw will automatically be a little higher.
Speaking again with Dr. Leighton Koo, again, the title of the report is The Economic and Employment Benefits of Expanding Medicaid in North Carolina. You can get a link to it now at conehealthfoundation.com, and we're going to have a link to the report on our website, chapelboro.com, coming up later on this evening. And you just mentioned it, but the thing that really jumped out at me, I was reading the report earlier today, was the impact on, I don't know what it was about this particular detail that stood out, but the impact on construction jobs. Expanding Medicaid will lead to more employment and jobs in construction. And it's just a reminder of just the ripple effect of significant programs like this. We always talk about the immediate impact, but a lot of times the kind of a long-term ripple effect can be just as significant, if not more so. And this is something that we have evidence for, because as you mentioned, 36 other states plus the District of Columbia have already done this. So what have other states experienced already that we can kind of glean from?
So they've seen the same sort of economic growth and activity. And of course, you know, it's worth remembering, I mean, for a variety of reasons, in general, the U.S. is going through some good times economically. Mm-hmm. But this has helped boost that employment growth, helped boost state economies across the board. The thing that's sort of funny about all this is that in North Carolina, some policymakers have said, gee, how can we afford this? And the answer that I have is, how can you afford not to? This is the sort of thing where right now North Carolina taxpayers are paying federal taxes. That is helping to support Medicaid expansions in other states. Part of what's important about this is, gives North Carolina the opportunity to basically also gain some of those benefits for the state itself. Right now it doesn't have that. Because of this, North Carolina has an unusually high percentage of people who basically are uninsured, who can't get health care affordably. So this will help not only low-income people who need to get medical care, but actually helps the economy and helps boost employment.
And all these numbers that we've been talking about are kind of state-level numbers, but this report also drills it down to the county level. We're in the heart of Orange County right now. What are the numbers for Orange County specifically? If the state expands Medicaid, what can we locally see as, in terms of the outcome?
Sure. So in Orange County, we estimate that the number of people who will get Medicaid coverage will increase by about 7,000 people. So there will be about 7,000 Orange County residents who will, basically speaking, have new opportunities to get health insurance coverage. As far as jobs go, we're estimating about 629 new jobs that will be created in Orange County by 2022. You know, the reason I'm saying 2022 is under the governor's plan, the Medicaid expansion isn't going to begin until November 29. Obviously, this depends on what happens with the legislature. But so it'll increase gradually in 2020 and 2021. So we're assuming that it sort of reaches its full force, you know, a couple of years down the line.
Are there particular portions of the state that will benefit more or less? Is this going to affect more kind of urban centers or rural parts of the state, do you know?
Our projections indicate that basically all corners of the state benefit. Now, obviously, because urban areas have more people, they get a little more. So we'd estimate that in, I think it's the six, some of the six biggest counties in North Carolina, they get about half that funding, half the gain. But that's not surprising. That's about where half the population lies. So we basically see, and so that includes, you know, some of the big counties like Buncombe, Durham, Forsyth, Guilford, Mecklenburg, and Wake counties. But basically speaking, you know, even a mid-sized county like Orange County and even much smaller counties benefit too.
Speaking again with Dr. Leighton Koo, and again, we'll have the link to this full report on our website, chapelburg.com, coming up later on this evening. Any other takeaways from your findings that people should know about?
So this is a choice that's coming up to North Carolina right now. North Carolina has an unusually, you know, it's sad because North Carolina has been doing well economically, but has a really high level of uninsurance. We can compare and look at states that are nearby, like Kentucky or West Virginia, and boy, the number of Medicaid recipients has gone up a lot. There have been uninsurance has gone down. One of the things that also helps is in North Carolina, there are a number of rural areas where rural hospitals are having financial problems. Data that we have from the University of North Carolina basically say that in North Carolina, there are about six or seven rural hospitals that have closed over the past few years. Hospitals know, particularly rural hospitals, know that a Medicaid expansion will help them avoid having to close because of financial problems, because basically speaking, they'll have more paying customers.
The report is called The Economic and Employment Benefits of Expanding Medicaid in North Carolina. You can get more on it right now online at conehealthfoundation.com and check out our website, chapelburg.com, later on this evening. We'll have a link to the full report. Dr. Leighton Koo, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks.